So let's take a look at Authorization Checker. We can see that Authorization Checker depends on the setting storage provider because of this constructor parameter. What's not obvious is that it also depends on AuthTools as well as ACL Evaluator. These are static classes that are used by Authorization Checker, and we want to make it obvious that they have it has dependencies on these by making them constructor parameters. So let's take a look at AuthTools first. You'll notice that AuthTools is a static class. What we want to do is we want to inject AuthTools into Authorization Checker. To do that, we need an instance. So the first thing we have to do is remove the static declaration. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to refactor. I'm going to change the method signature. And I'm going to add on a dummy parameter. So this dummy parameter is going to be an AuthTools. And I'm going to call underscore this. And we'll see why that is. It's just a placeholder. And the default value is new AuthTools. What this is going to do is everywhere that this method is used throughout the code base, it's all of a sudden going to get this new AuthTools parameters. So let's go ahead and say next. And we're going to find a dependency. We can jump into Authorization Checker. You'll notice here, we'll see AuthTools is a valid action, and it has this new AuthTools parameter, which isn't being used. We'll take a look at why that is. How we're going to use that in just a second. So let's go back to AuthTools. What we're now that we have this dummy this parameter, I'm going to refactor this method and change it from static to non-static. To make it non-static, I need a this. All right. My this parameter is going to be AuthTools, this underscore this. So now you can see why I called it underscore this, because it represents the this parameter. So this method is now non-static. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly go through. I'm going to add in a this parameter to the other methods here. This is AuthTools underscore this. And we'll make non-static. Change method signature, add AuthTools, make non-static, go ahead. Actually, just go right through here. So this is quickly updating our entire code. Oop. Cancel that. We actually had two parameters that could turn it non-static. So let's go ahead and use the AuthTools parameter. So that takes care of all of our different usages here. Now, if we actually go over, let's save all of this, and we're going to go back to Authorization Checker. You'll notice that we are now using this AuthTools instance and calling isValidAction. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to extract this. I've got 13 occurrences throughout this file. I'm going to extract this into an auth tools field, initialize it in the constructor. I can make it read only. There it is there. Now, if I go to auth tools again, what I want to do is I want to depend on an interface, not a concrete implementation. So I'm going to refactor this, extract an interface called iauth tools. I'm going to have all my methods on there, place it in another file. Okay. And I'm going to use the base type where possible using the iauth tools that I just created. Now, if I go back to my authorization checker, I'm going to, right here, depend on the settings provider, and I'm also going to promote this to a constructor parameter called authTools. And I'm going to depend on my iAuthTools. You'll notice that it got inserted into this parameter right up here. So right here, we're able to quickly change around this implementation. We've got now an instance AuthTools. So we're now dependent on an interface rather than a concrete implementation. And it's immediately apparent that Authorization Checker depends on AuthTools. Now let's go ahead and do the exact same thing for ACL Evaluator. So we're going to quickly introduce the new parameter. And this is ACL Evaluator. It's complaining that it's got a non-static member, so I have to remove that static declaration there. Okay, scroll down. And actually, that was the only method on the entire ACL evaluator. So now I will go ahead, once again, extract an interface called iACL evaluator. Grab that, place it in another file. Okay, going back to authorization checker. All right, used in lots of different places. So let's go back to authorization checker and grab this. We're going to promote it to a field. There's four occurrences. We'll call it ACL evaluator. Once again, initializing the constructor. We want to make it read only. Once again, we will promote it to a constructor parameter called ACL evaluator. So you can see here we're now dependent on ACL evaluator. Actually, let's go ahead and use base type where possible. So the nice thing here is we've introduced two new concepts, two new interfaces, iAuth tools and iACL evaluator. The entire class, except for the default constructor, now depends only on interfaces, not concrete implementations. This makes it not only easier to test, but more flexible in terms of putting in alternate implementations, modifying the software through these by having alternate implementations in there, rather than having to change things deep in the actual software. So there we have it. We'll come back and talk more about how we can get rid of this default constructor and rely more on auto-wiring. We'll see how to do some auto-wiring using an IOC container in the next part of this article.